Slow Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Warning! It's my birthday today. It's my birthday today. Hey, everybody, it's Summer. And yes, indeed, I have one of those funky birthdays that sometimes lands on Labor Day, sometimes a day before or a day after. So right now, it's today, the day that I release my show. So happy September 3rd to me. I decided that in the spirit of things, I was going to create a birthday flow dream and share it with all of you. Now, it doesn't have to be your birthday for you to enjoy this flow dream, but I am going to share how I use a flow dream and a kind of visioning process on my birthday or around my birthday, because I find that doing this around your birthday is even more clarifying than doing it on January 1st or whatever your, you know, New Year's holiday happens to be. So let's get going with happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, flow dream. When your birthday rolls around, what happens inside you is a feeling of renewal. Sometimes it's a feeling of reflection, looking back. What did I do? Where have I been? Where am I going? What did I achieve or accomplish? How did the year feel? Oh my gosh, I'm 1 year older. Well, in my case, I love feeling 1 year older. It means I'm 3 years cancer-free now, which is a big success for me. And it means that when I'm looking forward to the rest of my life, each year I become more confident, more excited, because I feel how blessed I am just to be living, frankly. So when I'm looking at my birthday, I often start with creating a new list for myself. It's a list of daydreams. It's a list of ideas. It's a list of things that may or may not ever come true. It's one of the practices, actually, I have all of my students go through in Me School in the very start of the program. But on this list, I'm writing down things where I'm dreaming. What if this happened to me? What if that happened? What if I reach this particular emotional state that I've been really longing for a long time? What will it take to reach that state? What kinds of things could possibly happen in my life to reach that state? Now, notice this is not a list of goals. It's a list of possibilities. What I'm trying to do is expand my mind, expand my thinking, discover if I've progressed beyond any certain barriers to where new ideas and thoughts and probabilities, possibilities can pop into my mind. When we create lists of goals, what ends up happening is we really limit ourselves down to what we think is possible and/or what we are personally willing to work for or work towards. It's a very narrow kind of experience. But when you're opening yourself to what if this happened and what if that happened, what you're actually saying to flow, to the universe, to your future instead is, hey, a lot of different things could come into my life that lead me to those feelings that I'm looking for. You guys know from flow dreaming, I call these your emotional endpoints. In fact, I was having a very nice conversation with a lovely man a couple of days ago, and he was describing to me one of his big goals, which was to create a company that, you know, did certain things. And I ended up kind of having a different conversation than he was expecting. Instead of how will flow dreaming help me make these particular goals, I said, what do these particular goals do for you? How do they make you feel? Why did you decide on this particular route to get to those feelings? Would you be open to other routes to get to those feelings if they still got you to those feelings? And this is where minds start to shift, because we realize wow, what do you mean? Well, no, I don't want any other route to these feelings. Then I'm like, then you don't, these feelings really aren't the top feelings for you. There's something about the route or the path that's going to reward you. Well, what if you get the reward? I mean, isn't the reward what you're actually after? So a whole new conversation, a whole new way of looking at things starts to open up inside. And that's where when I look at my list of, well, what if this happened? What if that happened? It's just an exploration. It's me communicating with my flow, my future, my soul, my greater consciousness, and saying, hey, I am open to a lot of different possibilities. There are things that could lead me to my feelings I would never even think of to list here. But I'm really curious how creative I can get in at least my thinking. Because if I can open up and expand my creative thinking about how I could reach these emotional endpoints, well, maybe I'm opening up a part of myself to them as well. So this becomes the first practice that I like to do on my birthday, and you bet I'm going to be doing it on Tuesday. Next thing that I do is this flow dream that I want to share with you. And it's, of course, not the same flow dream every year. And I just realized, even as I was sitting down to record this episode for you, I don't have a birthday flow dream in my flow dreaming shop. And that's got to go right on my list as one of the next things to make. So let's consider this one the preliminary offer, the preamble, the test flight of the one that I will eventually get up into the flow dreaming shop. And if you don't know what the flow dreaming shop is, just go to my website, flowdreaming.com. There is a shop full of about 150 plus recorded flow dreams. These are audios that you listen to. And flow dreaming is a very unique practice, not meditation or hypnosis or affirmations, nothing like that. It's an alternative practice that relies on deep emotional feeling, getting into flow state, and beautifully, daydreaming. So, here we go. Are you guys ready? If you know what you're doing, you can get yourself right in and get comfortable. If you don't, please just follow along. Try to feel as much as you can with me. We're not meditating, so I'm not going to be all quiet and dreamy. I will have energy because I am feeling this. And as I feel it, I become it. And I let the feeling sweep through me, blow through me, move out and expand from me into my flow, into my energy, into my future, into all that I am. So here we go. Happy birthday to you. Close your eyes and relax. Release your abdomen. Drop your shoulders and breathe deeply. Breathing in, and as you exhale, you feel your chest drop. Your neck melts and your jaw releases. You're relaxed. You're ready to flow. To let go and to walk into your year ahead. As you walk into this year, you use your imagination, breathing, relaxed, imagining, drifting, walking. Walking forward on a path that's beautiful, supple, straight, and broad. As far as you can see into the distance, this beautiful path continues onward. You notice the scene around you. Perhaps it's rolling green hills. Perhaps it's stars and space and light. Perhaps it's beautiful light that shimmers. an otherworldly place. A place just outside of physical. A place that's deep and interconnected, that weaves itself in and through your physical reality. And yet, it's on the other side. It's deeper in, rooted, and a part of you is rooted there too, living there, breathing through this space, experiencing it, programming within it. This is the you that walks, glides, strolls freely, effortlessly forward. The path is filled with ease and light. You have this deep feeling in your heart, in your whole being. This is the ultimate path for me. The place of greatest ease, love, prosperity, security, safety, freedom. This is the path where all of my dreams are fulfilled easily, one after another. Whatever I dream of becomes, whatever I ask for winks into being, becomes embedded in this beautiful flow of my life and begins to grow and burst through into the physical surroundings, my physical, actual life. And as I move down this path, so easy, graceful, and effortless, I can feel how it's also moving with me and under me and behind me and through me. It carries me. I go faster and further with it toward this place where everything is good and right. I feel this year opening in front of me, a new year of my life, a year that waits and beckons for me. This could be any day of my life. There is always a new year. Every day there is a new year. Another 365 days. Every day is my birthday. Every day is my new year. What happens in my new year? What is there? What do I call in? What am I longing for? What's leaping up to express itself inside me and my life? What feelings am I craving? What, if it happened this year, would so satisfy me, finally fulfill me, give me those feelings I'm yearning for, that I've been working for, wanting? First, I identify one big and beautiful feeling. If this just happened, if I just had this feeling all through my life, everything would change. Everything would be 100% better. Everything would just feel so good. I'd feel so proud, so relaxed, so relieved. That's the feeling. That's the feeling I get this year. That's the feeling I get starting now. That is what I am breathing into the flow around me, letting the light, letting the stars, letting the energy pick up on this feeling and expand it, grow it outward from me, sinking it into the earth, sinking it into all of the people, all of the opportunities, the time, the minutes, the hours, the days ahead that are still coming to be, but already I've endowed it with my feelings, my expectations, my knowing, my energy. This is the feeling I have. Life, you match it, you figure it out. How will I get this? How will it arrive? I will step into it. If you show it up, I will take it into me and into my life. And that's what I feel right now. Myself, receiving the feeling, receiving it with joy, receiving it with big birthday balloons all around me, receiving it with confetti falling down, sunlight streaming over me, a gentle wind on my face, joyful and dancing and free, and entering these feelings, becoming them. My life saying, oh, is that what you wanted? Is that what you've been working for and going for? Why didn't you just say it was these feelings instead of all of these pathways that we kept trying to give you that weren't quite right? These feelings, though, well, of course we can deliver these to you. We can give these to you in your life. That's easy. We already know the path. We know the way. That's already so clear. What? You're ready for it? You're open? Really? You'll accept it no matter how we present it, as long as we get you to those feelings and you say yes. Well, yeah. Really? Of course. Yes. Your arms are thrown wide open, receiving this in. And you see it. You see it in your flow. You see it right there in this beautiful road ahead of you. It's like you're entering a field dotted with presents, like a child on Easter morning running out and collecting the Easter eggs from the grass. This road ahead of you is dotted with presents, gifts, gift bags, and beautifully wrapped boxes, pedestals with gorgeous things, experiences, delights overflowing on top of them. And as you glide past each one, you want to scoop every single one of them in. But you know what? It's okay. You don't even have to, because you don't lose anything here. Your flow repopulates every minute, every hour, every day of your life with more and more of these good things. More and more of these gifts. And you scoop them up, a cornucopia. You can hold as many as you desire, as many as make sense that you can happily take into your life. You feel yourself lifting the lid off one beautiful, brightly colored box, and inside there is something that is giving you that feeling that you needed. Some big, beautiful opportunity, some big, beautiful, perfect gift saying to you, this is yours. This will give you that feeling that you're creating, that you're co-creating in your life. Gift after gift lines the road as far as you can see. You sweep them in with big, broad wings, billowing into your sails. More and more, you reach the feeling of what you want, what you crave and desire in your life. It comes to you. Whatever it is, prosperity and abundance, yours. Filling your life through the whole next year, more and more of it. Everything pulling aboard, saying, this is the one thing. Shower her, shower him with it. Bring it into their life. Bring it in more and more, more and more. Maybe it's safety and security. All of your worries are gone. Everything is solved for you. You are safe and secure forevermore, whatever that means. Monetary safety, relationship safety, job safety, health safety, whatever that means, it's yours. Pour it in. Why not? You can have whatever you become, whatever you align to. This is all within your ballpark, all within your ability, all within your being. You and flow, you and source, co-creating this together. What do you choose? You feel that. You feel it so strongly right now. It is inside you, and it is there. It's there. Drinking it in. Filled. You look ahead to the year again, and you can see this year there'll be more surprises, more joyful coincidences, more opportunities, more connectivity, more love, more health, more bounty, more everything. than ever before. Everywhere, the tide has turned. The tide has turned. And now I walk into freshness and newness and grace. I am carried in grace, carried in affection, carried in warmth and joy, carried in prosperity and bounty. The old year washes away. I feel it washing out of my life and washing out of my skin, out of my hair, blowing and billowing away behind me, away, washed away and gone. The new freshness surrounds me, takes my hand, dances with me, and leads me into my future. Happy birthday. Every day I rebirth into a new day, a new life, new joy, new feelings, new connection, new flow. My heart is so free and light. I feel just so relaxed, happy, and astounded that I am allowed to even ask for this. That life in the universe supports my asking. No, they cheer my asking. No, they are relieved that I'm finally asking. And I am relieved too. As I open my heart, open my soul, and say, this year, I turn the corner. I get more of this feeling than I've ever had. What a joy, what an experience. I'm so grateful for it, I'm so thankful. I knew it would always come. I knew I would always be gifted with it. My only challenge is how much of it can I drink in? How can I deeply take this in and be in this space? That is where my focus is. How much can I take it and become it, receive it, and accept it? Thank you, Flo. Thank you. Happy birthday. And with that, I find myself opening my eyes, returning from Flo, and back. Oh, I love that one. Every day is my birthday. Every day is my rebirthday. At the end there, my heart just opened wide, and I felt myself taking in that feeling. I felt myself wide open to anything my future, anything Flo wants to give me, to fulfill that in me, to create that for me, to see if I will pick it up and take it and become it, allow it, and receive it once it makes it for me. From my birthday to you, my loves, there you go. What I'm going to do next with this is I am going to really make this a beautifully produced flow dream. You're going to find it in the Flow Dreaming shop and in your Flow Dreaming app. And it might be called something like Every Day is My Birthday, Abundance is Mine. I don't know. I'm just playing with it, but you'll find it. And I'll also be sure to link to it in the notes for this particular podcast. So if you really want to find it, go to my website, look up podcast episode 614, which is happy birthday, episode 614. That's what you need to look for. And I'll have a link to it there for you also. So have a beautiful rest of your day, my friends. And I'm looking forward to working with those of you in Born to Make and also those of you in Me School, my two programs where we get to work with each other much more often all through the year, because that is part of my birthday as well, being able to work and share and help all of you. I'll see you all as we wrap up today's episode, and stay tuned to enjoy more flow dreaming in the weeks ahead. Bye-bye. If you love flow dreaming, I have something else that I think you will also adore. It's called Born to Make, and it's my monthly community where we gather all over the world and I offer you and give you all kinds of things from flow dreams to actionable pieces of advice, life hacks, etc., with a particular emphasis on making, creating. So whether you're an entrepreneur or you have a side hustle or you're just working on some kind of project, I'm here to help you and show you how I have translated all of my flow dreaming into the things that I'm actually creating and building in my life. So you're gonna get tons of great information, meet a beautiful, like-minded community of busy doers, makers, and creators. It's very low cost, and you can come and go anytime you like. There's so much more to say, so the best thing to do is go to flowdreaming.com/born-to-make and check it out. I would love to see your beautiful face in our community and start supporting you as you grow and develop these things that you are creating so beautifully in your life. And I'll see you next week for another episode of Flow Dreaming.